the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus, good morning, Holy Spirit, good morning, Jesus believers all over this world, all over this universe. Lord God, we thank you this morning for your goodness, for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness towards us. And Lord God, we say this morning, have your way. We say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit, and I'm calling all the like-minded spirits to wake up. To arise in the name of Jesus and to be in preparation for this mission. God, you've given us a mission. What a mission. What a mission. Brothers and sisters, some of you know, some of you don't know, but I went through a pretty hard hit back here a week or so ago. It hasn't been that long. And the people around me really, really know. I called a couple of you, if you recall, to pray with me. When I use the term pray, I mean the deliverance, okay? Some people mean, when I say pray, I mean pray. But generally, when I use the term pray, I mean deliverance. And I didn't stop work. As a matter of fact, God escalated it in the midst of all of that and started sending people in from the outside. So lots of people came into the ministry. And got prayer and got delivered, got healed, and got miracles. God did it. He opened up the eyes of my understanding, and he began to show me some of the same things in a different way, in a more in-depth way. And it was in preparation, I could say that, for this mission, this new mission. Are you ready? Avenue Mission. Now, I thought I was going to be able to do the first part today, but yesterday, God, I sat in the recliner in the fellowship, and God put me in a deep sleep. He put me in a deep sleep, so much so that when I woke up from being in the recliner, about 2 o'clock this morning, I didn't even hear my alarm when it went off at 7:45 last night. I didn't hear anything. And the Lord said, just rest and prepare for tomorrow morning. I said, okay. When I got up this morning and sat down at the computer, and God started talking to me, I didn't even have enough time. That's why I'm a little late to finish this message. But the message started actually a week ago, but I didn't know it then. Okay. So God, remember, he had the lady in Canada paper send me a whole bunch of books because she wanted as many people to read that book as possible. So she paid the offering to the book people, and then she sent me an offering too. But the message that I saw in the book, I saw two things. I saw principles. In that book, I don't know how many of you recognize principles in that book, witchcraft principles. The book is loaded with wisdom. The book has witchcraft principles that are in existence all over the world. The book has seeds and roots of witchcraft. Basic. So that's what I really wanted you to get from the book. And the other thing that I really wanted you to get from the book is God's forgiveness and restoration. You see, some of you, now you remember, I'm not pinpointing any person. I'm talking to 1,000 of people right now. And you have a hard heart. Your heart has been hardened. Your heart has been hardened because you in a sick way think you a judge. In a sick way, you think you had a right to judge people. Now, the Bible says that one day we will judge angels. And the Bible also says, judge ye with righteous judgment. But that doesn't mean that you can play God and condemn people. Some of you condemn people, and you don't have no right to do that. Some of you have no softness in you anywhere, but you fake it real good. You fake it. And so the Lord told me, he said, I want you to deliver a message for me. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm only half done with it. I can't deliver it yet. I'll deliver it tomorrow. Now, you heard me play the Mission Possible. There's a mission that God wants this ministry to undertake. is done tomorrow. There's a particular demon that God wants somebody to deal with it on this earth. That somebody just happens to be me at this ministry. Now, this ministry is not for cowards, and it's not for scary people. It's not for, the Bible uses the term, I think, weak at heart. This won't work for you. Because, see, the thing that God was saying to me, and I think I'm halfway done. I tried to get it done by this morning, but I just couldn't. It took, I don't know how many pages I'm on, but it's such a good message. Remember, it always hit the preacher first. It always hit the deliverer first. It's such a good message. And God needed to remind me first and foremost. And as I started writing it, Jessica, see if you could find, I mean, do you know where it's at? You generally do. You know the message I preached about the queens? The message I did on the queens? No sound? See if you can find that message. You're not gonna, excuse me. If you haven't heard that message, you won't know where I'm even at. God gave me a message back here. I don't know how long ago it was. On the queens. And he told me to preach against the queens. So what God is saying now, this is the precursor message. He said, I want you to stop it. And I'm thinking, the sound is going in and out on speaker. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I switched it over today to see if the witches had hit a computer. That's what I was doing. So since the sound is going in and out on speaker, the sound should be good on the. So I know how to correct it for tomorrow. But God said, he said, I want you to deal with, I want you to, of these queens. Okay, I'll keep going. Of these queens. So I'm asking, Jose, do you remember that message? Okay, Jose, trying to find it too. It's the message I did against the queens. So God said, okay, I got to find that message. Is that my message, Jessica? Marine spirits, you too. Whose message is that? Can you type in? I'm saying check that message. I don't know if it's Jessica. Is that my message against water and marine spirits? One of mine or somebody else's? I don't know. It's my message. Okay. You see, I do so many, I can't even remember. And I don't remember because I try not to remember people's deliverances and the details. Once I do the ministry, I'm through with it and I move on. So that's the message I came against the queens. I think I have another one too. Marine spirits, I believe I have another one. It might be so old that it's not up there. So I'm going to replace this computer right here that was doing that, kind of messing up. But you might want to listen to those messages in order to know where I'm at. You see, when you're serving God for real, all your messages, He has a purpose for them. Okay, Alisa says is it overcoming the power of witchcraft queens and goddesses? What is it? I mean, is that one of my messages? It's one of mine, Olika? It's one of mine? Jessica said, I will look for it because I know you do have another one. I do. Okay, Olika said, I saw it on YouTube. Overcoming the power of witchcraft queens and goddesses. Try that. Because what God, you say, oh, that's what I was saying. I almost lost the train of thought there. You see, when God is using you in an intercessory manner on this earth, He doesn't just give you one thing and then it's just dead. Uh-uh. He gives you something, and then He gives you, when you are increased in a level in Him, He will give you that thing then at another level. Because you have, at that point, you have the power that you didn't have when He first gave it to you, because he had to use you where you were at. But then He builds more of Himself up in you, which means the more of Himself that He builds up in you, the more power that you have. You understand me? So, obviously, knows and understands better than I do. Thank God. Thank God. Where I'm at right now. But as I told you all, and where you should be too, you shouldn't be where you were at when God gave you something some years ago. God is a God of change. The whole world changes. And God is continually preparing you to fulfill His mission on earth, which is what you were born for. So what is happening is He gave me those missions, those assignments, and I put them out here. But now He's saying, this is what He's saying. I just love music. This is what He's saying.
I'm not a warrior. Afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what You're calling me to. Lord, with Your strength, I've got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who You use. So give me faith to lie, Daniel, in the lion's den. Boy, and made Him a king. So I'm gonna trust You and give You everything. I'll be a conqueror, 'cause You fight for me. fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see him fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, you may be the light, Daniel, in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giant.
What God was saying to me, he said, one queen that seems to have infiltrated the hearts of some Christians. I said, okay. He said, I want you to take that queen down. I said, wait a minute. He said, well, you did, but you did it from a different perspective. And so now I must have come at those queens from the perspective of the queen of the coast. He said, no. He said, there's another queen that's worse. He said, it looks like the church stopped there. He said, so I had to prepare you to come against this. I said, I thought, okay. I said, but before you can come against it, there's something you got to get in you first. And I said, okay. He said, you can't have no kind of anger. He said, you can't have any kind of bitterness. He said, you can't even have any kind of revenge. Or he said, you can't be angry in any way. He said, if you have any anger, if you have any emotion, he said, you can't win. I said, okay. He said, so I'm going to give you a message that's going to prepare you, but it's not going to seem like it's preparing you. And he gave me this, and I started on it, but I didn't finish in time to do it this morning. So I'm going to have to do it either later on today, see what happens, or I'm gonna have to do this first, because he gave me a message first before taking down this queen that he wants this queen taken down. And here's where the message started. I can give you the title of it, and I'm gonna deal with it. Either I'm going to deal with it tomorrow, or I'm going to come back, freaker, and deal with it. I'll probably deal with it tomorrow and then take the queen down the next day. Because I didn't think this message was going to be this, I didn't. He said, post this in the chat room. The grace to break every bondage is available to all who wish to live for God, for himself. The grace to break every bondage is available to all who wish to live for God. That's the message he gave. Seems, well, you know, God doesn't deal, I'm not deep. He gives me things plain and simple where I can understand them. He said, the grace to break every bondage is available to all who wish to live for God. He said, for himself. And I know that that was the Lord that was talking to me about this. The grace to break every bondage is available to all who wish to live for God. I said, okay. He said, now I'm going to show you this, and you must embrace this in order to take this queen down. But I was not able to finish. I started it. I definitely started it. So I'm going to have to, and it's good too. It's very good. I must admit. And I'm happy. I'm happy that God chose me to share this, to take this queen down, really. So I'm telling you this. I don't know if I'm giving the precursor tomorrow. Don't know, but I do know that this queen is coming down. This queen is coming down. And I do know that this queen is coming down by the power of God, not me. God just needs somebody on earth to facilitate it. Because you understand, he can't come down here and do nothing no more because he already gave it to us and Adam. You understand that, right? So he got to have somebody on earth. Oh, you found it? It's on Christian World Media? So how do I get oh, yeah, that's it. Queens Dethroned. It's not even on YouTube? You know what, brothers and sisters? This was a message I did. I don't know where I did it at. Don't even remember really. I knew I did it. Jessica found it. Overcoming the power of witchcraft queens and goddesses. YouTube. Jessica got the how you get to it up here. I would suggest, so you know, that this is not new. Oh, that's the one Olisa told me about. Okay, thank you. Oh, that's the same one. Praise God. Okay, so you see, I'm not just now embracing this. God didn't just start using me with this yesterday or today. I came at it from the water spirits. I came at them from overcoming their power. So praise God. God counted it good. Good. And this is like a reward from God for me. So now I gotta go one further in the name of Jesus. So obviously I overcame that, those two levels. So I would suggest, if you're interested, if you're not, it doesn't make any difference. I already overcame them. If you want to do it for yourself, for your own knowledge and authority and power over them, I would invite, and I'm sure, Olitha, do I have deliverance at the end of it? Because I just do the work and keep going. I don't dwell on none of it. Okay. Okay. You know what, Jose, when does it say I did that? When did I do that? Jessica, does it show a date, a time, or anything when I did that? I don't normally date and time stamp. 1 year ago, thank you, Minister Hattie. 1 year ago. Do you see a month? 1 year ago, I would imagine it was about this thing. No, it was September the 3rd, 2019. I did it on the 40-day fast. Day 3 of the 40-day fast in 2019. See, I don't know what God is doing. That's what I try to tell y'all. And that's why I try not to be making too many dates for this or dates for that, because the Holy Spirit has the, with me, he can change anything in 1 minute, and I've changed. Sometimes I be changing so fast. That's why I have to slow myself down. So September the 3rd, 2019, God was concerned about overthrowing the power of the witchcraft queens and goddesses. So now he's saying, and I feel this in the pit of my stomach. I feel this morning. I don't know if it's making me sick, if he's getting ready to do a purge for it. But I feel this in the pit of my bowels. I feel, you know, the pit of your bowels. And remember, he did deliverance 2 days up to today. And he did it overthrowing certain spirits. God will prepare you for what he's got for you to do. Why? Because ain't no failure in Christ. And whatever God calls you to do, you're going to win in it. Because ain't no failure in Christ. So September the 3rd, 2019, and I don't know the date on the other one, the first one, when he came against the water spirits. Anyway, that's what he said. And he want to get this spirit out of the way. He said, the grace to break every bondage is available to all. Look at that. Who wish to live for God. Who wish to live for God. And then he said, I got a mission for you. I want you to bring down this queen. So that's what's about to happen. So if you're not afraid, if you are afraid, don't worry about it. It's coming down anyway. You can listen to the replay. It'll be safe for you. But you won't have no power over it. You know why? Because the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. And if you got fear of this, you're already overcome by the devil. Your love ain't perfected yet. Love of God, brothers and sisters. Love of God. I feel this almost like I have to go vomit. God's getting ready to purge. I don't know exactly what's happening right now. But it's still good. Everything with God is always good. If you feel a little sick, that means he's purging you. He'll purge you too. I feel nauseous. Like it's a peculiar thing. And plus, remember, I'm writing them three books. Overcoming Marine Spirits was posted 10 months ago, August 2020. So that means he dealt with it in 2019. He dealt with it in 2020, and now it took from 19 to 21 to get enough power and get in the right position and posture with God, where he gonna use this ministry to bring it down. For those of you that are gonna be praying, I don't need you to pray, but one thing: Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yours too, Laura. Yeah, it's like I say, I don't want you to pray nothing, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done. That's the perfect prayer. That's the perfect prayer if you trust God. Scary people won't pray that prayer. People that don't know their God won't pray that prayer. But Daniel said, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I mentioned to you last week to pray, I must decrease that he might increase. Well, this is how increase comes. It ain't no joke. Perfect love cast out all fear because fear had torment. That means you got a spirit tormenting you. Needs to go. You need to get rid of it in the name of Jesus. Well, I'm not going to be on here much longer because number one, something is happening and I don't know what it is in my stomach here, but I'm giving it, I want it out. I want it out so that God can fill me with more of itself so I can fulfill his will on earth as it is in heaven. I may come back on the Spreaker because it just depends on which way it goes. But at any rate, in the next 72 hours, within the next 72 hours, this queen. And I hear God now saying another one too. So I'm going to go back and listen to, which is something I never do normally. But I'm going to go back and listen to those two podcasts. But I put that queen and all those queens on notice. You coming down. In the name of Jesus. All the angels that was unloosed to help with those other two podcasts are going to, God's going to increase it to the level that you could come back, that you could be brought down. This is what intercessory prayer is really about. Enacting the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. You know what I mean? Enacting the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. Real intercessory prayer and real spiritual warfare. On earth as it is in heaven, because God has already won. Don't you get that? If there's something he wants you to do on earth, because he can't do it down here, he got to use us. And I think I will, as soon as I finish this message, I'm going to put it up on Spreaker, and I can always run it. Oh, I can record it on the Blog Talk and Spreaker, and then play it later. But I get from this feeling in my stomach, in the pit of my bowels, that this is something I got to do like right away. Because God says the grace to break every bondage is available to all who wish to live for God. For God to tell me it's available to all who wish to live for him, that means that there are some people that wish to live for him, but they're in such deep bondage that they got to be set free from this bondage. Before they can even have their mind open up, have their mind clear enough to receive the gospel, to receive God. Hello. Hello. So, this Jesus Believers Church, this Jesus Believers line is going to be engaged in transformative, extensive deliverance tomorrow or the next day. I got to finish this first message, okay, before I can go on to the Lord's business. But you can go back and listen to what he gave me about the same subject in 2020 and 2018, 19. I'm happy to serve God. What about you? Are you happy to serve God? We're going to make sure this song here is manifest. That's okay. You can't hear it. I can't play it then. Because I need everybody to be able to. The song was, "The devil is alive, but he sure ain't well." And the same way my gut is being whatever. The same way. The same way God is getting ready to take this demon out so that people can be, so that people can receive, so that people can know. Know. It's just amazing. Just amazing. Erica Shepherd, Jesus Believers Church, coming to you from the mountains in Dalton, Georgia. And I'm happy. I am happy to be in service to God. Effectively and in a real way. Put the reminder on your Put the reminder on your speaker, because I really don't know how I'm going to do this. But I do know it's going to be done. And it's going to be done swiftly. Swiftly.
Lord's return for 1,000 years. The devil's gonna burn, it's getting so close. He's fighting his name. But everything he's tried to stop it has failed. He'll come around and act tough at your place. You're gonna make him nervous, sing Amazing Grace. If he's real weak, and you'll see him turn pale. You see, the devil is alive, but he's sure not well.
The devil is alive, but he's sure not well.
All of our prayers starting to prevail as the children of God from the gates of hell. I said the devil is alive, but he's sure not well.
The devil is alive, but he's sure not well.
Now the devil saw the doctor just the other day. You're in bad health, he heard the doctor say. Just give it up, boy, you're beyond hell, hell. You may be alive, but you're sure not well. The Satan reminds me of my past sin. I just remind him that I'm born again. And I pawn him back to 3 rusty nails. You see his hands start to shake, his heart starts to fail.
Code Blue, Code Blue, Dr. Bilbo, emergency room, please.
The devil is alive, but he's sure not well.
All of our prayers starting to prevail
as the children of God from the gates of hell.
The devil is alive, but he's sure not well.
The devil is alive, but he's sure not well.
The devil is alive, but he's sure not well. All of our prayers starting to prevail
as the children of God from the gates of hell. The devil is alive, but he's sure not well. The devil is alive, but he's sure not well.
Said the devil is alive, but he's sure not well.
Dancing with the devil, don't believe a single word. 'Cause when we get to heaven, we gon' sing and watch it burn.